Well, hello everyone, and great to visit with you again. My name's Elizabeth Summers, and I'm your host for the magical world of numbers. If you were with me last week, I told you a little bit of background about numbers, and that numbers are codes, and they are secret codes, and they are ancient codes that are found in two specific places connected to you, which is your birth certificate name and your month, day, and year of birth. I am an esoteric numerologist. That is a big fancy word that says when I look at numbers and number interpretation from the ancient numerologists, I look at them from a spiritual viewpoint, from a soul viewpoint, because after all, we are spiritual beings, simply having, yet again, what were we thinking, another human being experience. I'm an esoteric numerologist, a tarot card reader, so I align the numbers 1 through 78 with the ancient tarot cards. I'm a psychic medium, but in our visits each week, I'm going to focus particularly on numbers because we live in a world of numbers, and numbers are symbols, and sometimes when our soul is trying to get in touch with us, it's constantly flashing the very same number in front of our face. So if you stick with me each week, I'm going to give you as much understanding about a number per week so that when that flashing begins to occur or when someone enters your life who has a specific birthday number, you will know exactly what to expect from that person. We're going to focus on each week the meaning of the numbers, one number in particular, and I'm not going to tell you what it is until you arrive in the magical world of numbers each week. I'm going to talk to you about how that number shows its influence in your life, how they relate to the ancient tarot card interpretations, which gives me very deep insight as to the soul's issues in any moment of time. And if you're really good and really paying attention, I'm going to throw in a little astrology for good measure. I think it's important each week that you have right now in front of you a piece of paper and pencil, because not only is there going to be a lot of practical information for you to take notes on, but right now with that pencil and paper, I would like you to print out, and we're going to do this each week, print out your birth certificate name. I'm not interested in a married name, nickname, baptismal name, confirmation name. What is on your birth certificate? Your first name, your middle name if you have one, not everyone has a middle name, your last name. And in big readings, the hour-long readings that I do privately for people, I am able to totally decode that entire birth name to give you insight as to who you are as a soul. But right now, in our visits to the magical world of numbers, just print out, no cursive, this is not private school, print out your full birth certificate name. While you're printing it out, I want you to put, and here's your first clue about what we're going to talk about today, look at your birth certificate name and put a circle around the letter E in your name, E as in Elizabeth, the letter N in your name, all of them, and every letter W in your name, if you have it. E, N, W. That's the first clue to our mystery number of the day. Before I begin getting into talking all about our mystery number, last week was my first show for BBS Radio, and I was a bit nervous, to say the least. I want to thank all of you who emailed me at my website, ElizabethSummers.com. All of you who told me how you learned a lot, how you intend to listen to future shows, And you all know who you are, and I want you to know that I greatly appreciated the effort that you made to hold my hand through that first show. But all the nerves have been put away forever now. So on with today's show. My show, The Magical World of Numbers, is divided into three parts. The first part, you could say, is kind of the educational part. The part where I'm going to give you all angles, all interpretations, deeper understandings of the personality of our mystery number. The second part, we're going to open up the phone lines, and you can call me on the numbers that I'm going to give you now. Still have that pencil in your hand? You can call me. And when you call me for a brief reading about what year you are in a nine-year cycle of life experience, because Pythagoras in esoteric numerology maintains that it takes 9 years for something to manifest in our lives. Now, I can see many of you going right into shock when I say that, but 9 years, things have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And each of those 9 years has a specific theme, which I'm able to point out to you as to what it is that your soul is moving through in any nine-year cycle. But the 9 years in a personal year cycle are like nine children. They each have their own issue, their own personality, knowing when to hold them, when to fold them. And so when you call in and give me the following information, I'm going to be able to, on the spot, tell you where you are in your nine-year cycle. When you call in, I will only need three things: your first and middle name from your birth certificate, your month and day of birth. I do not need the year today. And how old are you? Those three things will give me insight as to this moment of time. And so where are you going to call? Pick up that pencil. If you're in the United States, call 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, call 888-810-8322. And if you are in California and in the area code 530, then call 530-876-3222. So right before we open the phone lines, and some of you have already given me information that I need, before we open the phone lines, I'll repeat those phone numbers to you. Let's start talking about today's mystery number. It has these characteristics. Let's see if they sound familiar about you, maybe a child that you have, maybe a partner that you have, maybe someone in the office that's driving you bonkers. This may explain why. The characteristics of our mystery number for today have the following buzzwords: adventurous, passionate, risk-taking, very physical, physically active, sexually oriented, impatient, broad-minded, love to travel, but not too focused, quite frankly, and are very good communicators. Anyone who has today's number showing can have this number that I just explained in some aspect of themselves. Sometimes it is the number one or primary number energy that is influencing their life in this incarnation. It can be your lesson to learn. It can be your personality, which is your birthday number we're going to talk more about. It can be a challenge issue where I just find this whole issue a stumbling block to my life. Or it can be the personal year that you are in. And so what is today's mystery number? A little drum roll, please. It is the number 5. The number 5 is like field of actions, according to, you know, Jordan, who's one of the prominent numerologists in my field. They love experience. They are the puddle jumpers, I call them in life. They love to be the administrators in life, if you will. And how can you find out if you have a number 5 prominent in your chart? A couple ways. You go to my website. There is a workbook on there for beginners where you can plot out all your own numbers, put it on a total page. So as I go through the year and program after program talking about specific mystery numbers, you just look at your totals page and see where it applies in your own life. Or you can have a private reading with me, and I would suggest a natal reading. All of that's found on my website, ElizabethSummers.com. Number 5 is quite active, to say the least. Thank God we have number 5 energies as humans. If we did not, we would still be back in the Stone Age. Because the watchword for number 5, period, is progress. Now, the irony here is this. In numerology, some numbers are called introvert numbers. Some numbers are called extrovert numbers. And the interpretation of introvert, extrovert in numerology is totally opposite than what it is in psychology. So number 5, which is constantly giving off energies like a big ray of sunshine, is actually considered to be an introvert number. They give off energy. But if truth were told, they as souls go off by themselves. They go inward to higher mind within themselves. They do not ask for advice, go to psychotherapists, go to counselors. They go within themselves and find the answers, research the answers. And so it's almost a contradiction in terms. They are considered to be introvert personalities, but if we were experiencing them on a day-to-day basis, they would be driving us a little bonkers with their extrovert type of physical energy. Every number has a positive and a negative interpretation. We're going to focus on a lot of the positive in today's first portion of our show. But know that they can also be very critical and have very sharp tones and have a lot of temper tantrums and can be like rolling stones that never stop as far as moving from job to job, house to house, relationship to relationship. They can have many irons in the fire and accomplish nothing. They can be very impulsive with an attitude of, I want what I want when I want it. That is what is called an out-of-balance 5. And the universe is all about balance. So when a soul is out of balance, connected to the number 5, its soul will create what I call slow down your life situations that can include an accident in the car where some bones get broken and we cannot physically walk. So we are physically forced to slow down our life. If we are racing here, there, and everywhere, we will get a speeding ticket. Speeding tickets are symbolic of the universe saying, slow down your life. The term for the number 5 is action. Opportunities abound in all directions when someone has the number 5 prominent in their life. They're not people who necessarily are originators of ideas. They are more communicators of ideas. They belong in the public. They like to promote public interest. And they have game, if you will. They're very resourceful. They can turn a failure into success because they're very rapid thinkers and they have very fertile minds and they have a gift of words and languages. They are not afraid to experience life. They kind of like the joy of the adventure, if you will. And they really like worldly things. That old saying, wine, women, and song, I think was really developed by the freedom-loving number five people, quite frankly. Because they abhor dullness. The worst thing to do job-wise with anyone who has a number five birthday number or a number five path of destiny, which comes from all the vowels and consonants in the name, or a number five life lesson that comes from the month, day, and year of birth, is to sit them behind a desk, 9 to 5, 8 to 4, in some sort of routine, monotonous situation, or to sit them in a classroom, or to sit them in the military. But interestingly enough, early marriages, military, and very formal structured religious belief systems like fundamentalist religion is where many with the number five prominent in their chart will gravitate to because it gives them, like an anchor, a little bit of structure in their life. They need to learn to understand the law of change. Opportunity, as I said, is found all over the place. They accomplish it very quickly, and they move on, and they move on, and they move on. This is why sometimes they put too many irons in the fire. They don't apply themselves. They don't finish what they start, and it's important, therefore, for them to put down roots, which they do through early marriages, usually impulsively entered into and do not usually last, especially if there is an N in the name. If there's an N in the name, they frequently will marry before 30, and it will be all over by 30. If they marry impulsively after 30, there's usually going to be one divorce between 30 and 55, with rare exceptions, because letter N, although it's 5, has also a karmic undertone connected to it that in future shows, after we get some of this basic understanding of numbers under our belt, we're going to go back and fine-tune some of these numbers. But the letter N is a hummer, believe me. And the more N's you have, the more challenging your human being and emotional experiences will probably be in life. When it's talking about vocations and talents for the number five, they are great in business. They love to travel. They're very active. They come and go from one thing to another. Advertising fields are very good for them. All lines of entertainment are very good for them. Sports, games, activities where they are fun-seeking with the crowd, if you will. So a lot of entertainers, a lot of writers, a lot of class clowns, teachers, will have this number five very active in their personalities. And this is something that's really important for teachers to know, parents to know. And in on my website, I do readings for children. And I even have a workbook for parents about their children that will be very insightful for all parents to have. But it's important to know that, generally speaking, when it comes to careers, when it comes to opportunities, the number five rarely becomes a master of something very specific. It seems to live up to that old adage of a jack of all trades and master of none. It knows a little about a lot of things. And this is why, because it knows a little about a lot of things, it is very capable of dealing with all sorts of personality. They make good coaches because they can juggle the various personalities on the team to get them to all march to the same drum, if you will. Sales is great for anyone who has the number five personality. They have the ability to be an administrator. A lot of heads of companies and organizations have this five energy prominent in their chart, and not because they're a true executive, but because they have an ability to keep affairs moving forward, how to get others to act, how to gather information, and then they get themselves all worked up, and then that says, I have to rest. I have to relax. I kind of blow my circuits with all of this intense energy that I'm expending here. I've said before that the number five is an introvert number. Introvert number in tarot cards, I am a tarot card reader, the number five is connected to the Hierophant. The Hierophant card in tarot cards is that of the inner teacher. The number five has to listen to the inner teacher. Ancient sages said that all limitation comes because we're not listening to our inner awareness. Now, that's not the spirits, and that's not clairvoyance, and that's not visions from the astral plane. It is when the conscious mind, this is what we all have to learn, and some of us more so than others, it's when the conscious mind, our thinking mind, gathers all the facts, feeds it into the subconscious, and the subconscious acts upon this information and brings it back to the conscious mind like flashlights, like flashes of inspiration, like, ooh, light bulb moments, as Oprah would say. And then that is the correct analysis that comes back. So true intuitive ability comes reason into the subconscious and back out to reason again. And this is how the number five introvert intuitively works. It does find interest in the occult, in the mystical. It loves religious presentations. And depending upon energetically how far afield it is, determines what type of form of spiritual belief system that they frequently align themselves up may eventually grow out of. But initially, it is though their soul is saying to them, settle down. Think about this spiritual structure for the time being. Number fives make great teachers because they're communicators. They can assimilate ideas because it's a mental number. In numerology, we have neutral numbers, mental numbers, and emotional numbers. And the number five is about a mental number. It doesn't like to listen too well. It doesn't like to take advice too well because it is an adventurer. It is not that which takes a sage and wisdom from older people too well. The attitude is, well, that works for you, but it doesn't work for me. And they, because I have my know and I know better. And they take off in life. And we as parents who have children who have this number as their personality, or if they are born in May, children who are born in May are born under the influence of a number five. May is the fifth month. And these children can be a little wiry. They can also talk early before the norm. They can walk early before the norm. And they can leave home earlier than the norm, either for marriage, the military, or to put a backpack on their back and take off and hitchhike all over Europe. They're not the kind that are going to stick around the house as soon as they get their wings from society that they can fly. Now, the interesting thing about the number five, and especially if your birthday number, which is your personality, which greatly, greatly influences a person's life between 30 years of age and 55 years of age, if your birthday number, and we're going to deal with this in a moment, is 5, 14-5, or 23-5, there can be a very restless nature in your personality connected to human relationships. Because there is an extreme in temperament, with a more up, hopefully, than down, but definitely up and down. It's a little hilly. Or if you're in Colorado, it's a little Rocky Mountain high. This restless nature absolutely gears that temperament towards independence, a demand for personal freedom. It desires to escape from routine. It can be very bohemian. They dress differently. They look differently. There's a flamboyance about them. There's a bohemian sort of makeup. Very unconventional colors. According to a conservative populace, to them it's the norm. Hey, what's the big thing? This looks good, purple and green and orange together. On one outfit and a tie. What's the big deal? They lose interest in anything that is old and dull and the same old thing. The same old supper. We're having macaroni and cheese again, Mom. You wore that dress 2 weeks ago. Same old thing. They are fearless, but this fearlessness often has them blaming other people for their problems. Blaming the environment, the political system, the Pope, the teachers at school, the police, blaming others for their mud puddles that they adventuresomely jumped into without thinking it through first. They have many problems when they are out of balance. Needless to say, this is not the best energy for marriage for a while. Until later in life, and we, by having our little knuckles wrapped by life, settle down a bit, and then very loyal. This is not the most conducive personality for marriage. Generally speaking, they're very fond of the opposite sex. Very charming, very charismatic, but they hesitate to marry because of a fear, a deep subconscious fear that they might not even have any awareness of. The fear is of losing their freedom to the marriage. And if they do marry, they may break up the marriage or the companionship if they find it dull or binding to them. They need partners that keep them on their toes, that keep them challenged in some way, shape, or form, and hopefully in a good way. Being married to a couch potato who wants to do nothing but watch soap operas during the day or football all the time does not make a conducive, balanced partnership. They need to both be moving, if you will, energetically in the relationship, or it doesn't hold much longevity, if we will. But know that when this number finally does get patience and finally does reach maturity, it can be very loyal, very steadfast to its partnerships, to its relationships, if you will. So generally speaking, the number five has a flair for living. Joie de vie is the number five. Its money comes in and its money goes out. It is like a swinging door when it comes to money. But it always seems to be able to show the initiative to do the game to get the money to come back in again. And they work for the good of the commonwealth. Now, speaking of our personalities, the personality, as I said, is your birthday number, according to Pythagoras. And once you know a person, know these numbers, and know that it is their personality, it's quite enlightening when you meet folks in social settings and you kind of get around to, and what is your personality? And so the number five, generally speaking, has great sexual attraction. Very versatile, very adventuresome. Life seems to bring to them, however, change quite often, moving from place to place. If they were born into a military family in May, they're moving around quite extensively. It teaches them, though, from the soul's perspective, adaptability. They're very gifted with words and have a great magnetic personality. So that says they want to meet new people, so they travel. And while they're traveling, be careful they don't sell you the Brooklyn Bridge over in Europe, while they're over in Europe, because they are great salespeople. Any kind of career that requires good judgment, quickness, such as stocks and bonds, such as sales, such as insurance, is good occupations for this, a personality, because they're very rapid thinkers. But folks, they have no patience. Their anger will flare very quickly until they learn self-control. Now, someone who has a 14-5 personality has a lot of creativity, can get flashes of inspiration, and that 4 in the 14-5 birthday number adds some structure, because the number 4 likes structure, A to B, B to C, C to D. I like things to be organized. I'll get my flashes of inspiration, I'll handle it quickly, but I'm going to organize it. I'm not going to jump off a cliff and then think I should have planned the jump. No, I'm going to plan the jump. This number is a karmic number, and one of the issues connected to it is gambling and addiction patterns, particularly to emotional abuse. And so those with a 14-5 either have in their environment abusiveness, overspending, gambling, drugs, alcohol, sexual promiscuity, or they're the total opposite and they're straight and narrow, but it is in their face. The 14-5 are calculators. They see it and they'll take calculated risks. And they're really of the five, because of that calculated number 4 in there, they're really more successful than most number 5s, if you will. There's almost, in a 14-5 personality, a prophetic nature in the public arena, where they just have some gut instinct, some inner knowing of what the public needs, what the relationship needs, what the group needs. It's a gut instinct kind of thing. And because of that, they really need to follow their hunches in order to build a life that is constructive and organized and not speculate and go off half-cocked blindly to fulfill what they now have clear in their minds and take off. They have to also, 14-5, guard against falling victim to excesses and moving on destructive tendencies connected to gambling, sexual overtness, going through a lot of relationships, going through a lot of money, collecting a lot of items in order to give them value. And in a future show, I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about the number 14-5, because in the volume of charts that I do for people for private readings, the number 14-5, the karmic issue, is of all of the four major karmic indicators of numbers in a chart, the number 14-5 is the most prominent. Almost everyone in some way has that code in their birth name or their month, day, and year of birth because it is an addiction issue. Now we go to number 23, which adds to a 5. These are our charmers. These are the popular folks. They are very attracted to the opposite sex. They like to play. They're very verbal, seductively verbal in their personalities. That's the number 3. And they like partnerships, number 2. So when it's out of balance, they will weasel and get their partnerships any which way that they can, through their charm, through their popularity, through their physical attraction. And their careers are along the lines of promoting, quick progress, decisions. They're best when they are working with careers that require diagnostic talents, organizing, taking charts, graphs, analytical papers and contracts and things like that. But the interesting thing about 23-5 is that they also have wonderful healing abilities in their hands, in their palms of their hands, their palm chakras. And this personality of all the 5 is the one that is most prone to flashes of inspiration. And they need to write them down because the number 5 of the 23-5 is that of getting published, of that of taking the ideas, writing them down, and getting them out to the world at large through publishing or what have you. Now, having said all these great, wonderful things about the number 5, it is important for all of us to understand as we cross their paths that they also can be ruthless. If they have an abundance of 5s in their chart, they can be ruthless and prone to mood swings. They don't like to take advice, and therefore, they get themselves into mud puddles. And what we need to do is never say to them, you made your bed, now sleep in it. I'll never say that to anyone because that was said to me more than once. But we need to help them to understand what got them in that mud puddle and then possibly how they might consider getting out. But do not tell them flat out what to do. This is a time when you need to look at your birth certificate name. How many E's have you circled? How many N's have you circled? How many W's have you circled? I want you to add them all together and get a total. As I told you before, your birth certificate name represents to me the tools that your soul is bringing into this lifetime in its memory bank that it developed in other lifetimes. Pythagoras said, in order for that issue that the number 5 represents to be balanced and a non-issue in this lifetime, Pythagoras said, you should only have 3 or 4 letters in your toolbox that represent the number 5. The way Americans spell their name, I frequently have a lot more, rarely a lot less, and sometimes only 3 or 4. All of the 5s, the overbalance, if you will, the too much of the 5s, in the Americans' names. Because when we say our name, and even though we may have another name, we nevertheless, on a minute-to-minute basis, are being influenced by the energies in our toolbox. This explains part of the American character. The American character that pushes the envelope, that goes into space as the adventurers, that are the risk takers, that go where others fear to tread. All of the five found in the letters of the American names are part of a large part of energies that make up our American character. So, my dears, if you have only three or four, that says you know how to handle things in a balanced way connected to all that we have just talked about. There are people who have an okay way of traveling, of making changes. They enjoy excitement. They know to have fun and entertainment and what have you. And they can easily move forward from one thing to another, no problem, because they understand that change, number five, is growth. Change is progress, number five. And after all, isn't that what keeps the world moving on and on and on and on? Now, if you have more than four or five, say you have five or six. Yesterday in a reading, I had someone who had nine. I've also had some few people who have had 11. This indicates that in past lifetimes, they were incredible risk takers, adventurers, those folks that pushed the envelope. They also have almost zero patience. They are impulsive in this lifetime. They can be arrogant in this lifetime. They can be people who have attitudes of, I want what I want when I want it. They can be people who will break laws, who do not like conformity. The laws are for other people. And so if you have a child who has all of these fives in their toolbox, it is important for you to understand that this child needs tremendous amount of physical activity. Physical, because the number five is connected to the body. And the number five and all of these overabundance, many fives, also most likely would have inappropriately handled sexual activities in previous incarnations. There was no self-control connected to the physical body. There was a need for immediate gratification. So in this lifetime, these are the ones that will have most definitely credit card issues, money issues, will not be able to save money whatsoever, and will find impatience irritating everyone who encounters them. Very rarely do I find a chart, a client who has no five. Very rarely. Anyone who has zero five in their chart is the opposite of everything that I've just talked to you about. And they don't like crowds. And they really want to be left alone. And often this person is afraid to face the world in an aggressive manner, is very shy, is very withdrawn, is very fearful, and probably has in its chart also, where it has zero five, it will have too many twos, which indicates fearfulness, or too many sevens, that indicate perfectionism. These folks are very stiff, like big, lumpy rocks. They're not very adaptable. But the key way to move them forward in life is to work on their subconscious fears. In the few minutes that we have, I'll be happy to open the phone lines. And in the meantime, I have in front of me Glenda Annette's information. She was born April 25th, and in her nine-year cycle, each year tells us when to hold them, when to fold them. Glenda Annette is in year one. Good for her. This looks like this is a pretty good year for her. In a year one is a time of new beginnings, is a time of new starts. Hers is a 19-1, which is the wonderful star card and throw card. And it's the wonderful sun card, pardon me. 19-1 is the sun card. This brings prosperity, some sort of new financial start to her. How old is she here? She's 60. So she's dealing with partnership issues. There could be some sort of sudden decision to change residences, to change careers. She's also working with a lot of contracts this year, I think, from what I see here, and particularly in October to December of 2006. It's a time when she will come into what looks like excellent, especially in October, Glenda, if you're listening. October, excellent contract, commercial and business contract in the month of October. Her year also, a 1 year, which is the magician card and tarot card, new beginning, just like starting out on a whole new way, highway of life. Then the sun card, which ratchets up the energy, that says, when you take your power, great and wonderful things happen to you of rebirth. But her year also ratchets up to a 55 1 year. See, I read double numbers. I don't just read numbers 1 through 9. Those double numbers are like jewelry on a basic black dress. The basic black dress are the numbers 1 through 9. The kind of jewelry you add to that basic black dress totally adjusts how that finished product will appear. So a 55-1 is the Ace of Swords in tarot cards, and it says, whew, after about 4 years that have passed, where it's been nothing but uphill climbing and plugging along, and oh my goodness, this is the year to achieve success. Because the Ace of Swords is the hand of God, comes out, gives you an opportunity, and you take it. So that hand of God might come out to you, Glenda, in October of 2006, from what I see here. Because from also December of 2006 to March of 2007 to your next birthday, it looks like the wheel of good fortune is spinning in your chart. And it is connected to your being an authority in your field and also to all sorts of work conditions. Let's see here. I have Teresa Marie in front of me here, her information in front of me. She was born December 10th, and she is 50 years old, the big 5-0. Well, let me tell you, folks, when we hit the decades of the 50s, it is rock and roll in our lives, and it looks as though she has a lot of choices to make this year. She's in a 2 year of decisions. A 2 year is kind of an easy going. A lot of work is being done under the surface in a 2 year. It is a year of partnership issues. It is a year of partnerships with men issues or sons, or because Teresa's a female, so it's with the opposite energy, which is male energy. And she has got to set her boundaries. It looks like lots of choices, lots of alternatives, and there seems to be very significant, energetically, very significant endings, finishing, and completions going on in her 2 year, which is only going to open up starting in December of 06. Wonderful new opportunities connected to, let's see, creativity, expansion, the wheel of good fortune, publishing, advertising. So Teresa Marie, wherever you are, hold on, girl. This is the worst year because starting December of 06 and all the way through 07, it is going to look totally different for you. It is expansion. It is abundance. It is the Empress card. That seems to be all that we have time for today, because I do want to talk to you about the number five yet again. The number five, the virtue. Every number is connected to a virtue. And when we have that number to learn as a soul, and we find out if that is what we're here to learn by adding our month, day, and year of birth together, it is an energy. Yes, is someone there?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
My name is Sharon. I'm enjoying the show very much.
Thank you. Honey, I can hardly hear you, though.
Okay. My name is Sharon.
Sharon,
is that better?
A little bit better. And Sharon, what's your middle name?
Okay. Middle name is Marjorie.
Oh, haven't heard that name in a long time, Marjorie. And what's your month and day of birth?
Date of birth is August the 24th.
Oh, God bless your heart. You're moving into Virgo, aren't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will tell you right away, a heads up, that in the September of 07, you are going to begin to experience 2.5 years of Saturn energy in your life.
Okay.
And it is going to bring some very important changes. This year for you, honey, you are in a very special year. You are in a 4 year of your 9 year cycle that started in August and goes the whole way to next August. And it has to do with the foundations of your life, but there is some sort of, how old are you?
I just turned 55 and I've been unemployed for almost 6 months.
That's all right. That's all right, because definitely, especially in January of 07, and you think, oh my gosh. But January of 07, there's definitely a job and even a career change opportunity that's on the horizon here. Did you say you're 57? 5'7"?
I'm 55.
55. In numerology, 55 years of age is a plateau of life that is major. We move in three lanes of life experience. At 55, we rotate into our third lane of life called our wisdom years. Always major changes in our life. You're right on target there.
Okay.
And this year for you, honey, is the Fool card. That doesn't mean that you're a fool, but it does mean, in tarot cards, that the energy that is influencing this year for you, is setting the stage for an entirely new direction in your life. I want you to expect the unexpected, move forward if you can. It is an energy that here in, let me just do a real quick calculation here.
Okay.
You are running from September all the way to December. You are running positive energies for business and career. I want you to keep going. It's
okay.
All in front of you. This is a very important year, both from your age and the year that you are in. It's a 22-4. It's very rare that I even
really?
Get to tell anybody about it, quite frankly. But basically, it means, honey, you're going in a new direction of your life, and it's all good.
Oh, why, thank you. That means so much to me.
Absolutely. There's nothing in your chart that tells me that there is not opportunity for job and career and work in front of you. You are in a year of work. And as you get into January and as you get closer to your birthday in August, your career changes are going to become more and more and more vivid in your face. So keep going. Don't get discouraged. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much. God bless, and I enjoy your show again.
Oh, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.